academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau building. For entry into the food bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca. Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Weekday mornings from 8 to 10 on the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
My name is Madison. It's just me in the studio right now, but Rue will be joining us shortly. And sadly, Cindy's away next week, so it's just me that you've got right now. We have a really exciting show planned for you today. We've got talking all things Kingston Canadian Film Festival. That started yesterday with Shepherds. And this weekend, they've got a lot of exciting things going on. One of the ones we are most excited for is the Slate Music Video Program. And we talked about it quite a bit throughout the year, but the day has finally come. So we have a few special guests coming in to chat about that. We've got Brielle from Luscious coming in and Emily Steele a little bit later on as well. And you know, it wouldn't be the Indie Wake Up without even more busyness. So we've also got the folks from Blunt Force Llama coming in at 9:30 to talk about their show for charity this Friday at the Buckle. So it's all busy, busy, busy this morning. And amongst all that, we also have some great new music this morning as well. One of my favourite tunes this week has got to be the brand new Fontaines DC song. It's Amazing to Be Young, and it's a really, really great song, I think. I pretty much like everything they put out, but this one in particular I think is a really, really good one. Kind of getting me through those winter days and winter mornings and winter evenings. And it's warming up a bit out there. My feet are a little wet sometimes, and you know, this song reminds me that see the beauty in it, see why it's fun, enjoy it while it's still here. So yeah, we'll kick off the hour with It's Amazing to Be Young by Fontaines DC here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Reform the ritual. but I'm not scared. I guess I could say I dug this hole. Panic and manic episode. I'm swallowed by the dark, but I'm not scared. But I can barely breathe. My executioner's the only one who sees me. Someone please release me. To get out, help me to get out, 'cause I want to get out.
Tonight, it's just handfuls and handfuls into me. a favor to you in all the ways that you always assume. It's most of our lives since we were married in June. Once was something that's buried deep within. I love you, baby, I don't know where to begin. Packing your bags up, loading the car, saying goodbye, you know I'm moving far. It's good for the kids and the friends are around. You're making it easy, always hard as it sounds.
Is Madison and I'm here with Rue, and we have a very special guest calling in at 8:30, so not too long to wait now.
Mm-hmm. It's a big week for Kingston Music. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival is happening. It's been going on now for a couple of days. Today's day two. Mm-hmm. And we have the Slate Music Video Prize happening on Saturday. So, you know, a lot of bands were paired up with producers. They were given a grant and told to just go out there and make the best music video they possibly can. And we know that there are like 10 to 12 bands doing it. And we have some of them joining us as a guest this morning. So Brielle from Luscious is going to be calling us at 8:30, and it's really exciting. I mean, they got, you know, did you see they got called up for Ottawa Blues Fest this yeah. year? They're playing the same day as like Def Leppard, and it's a big deal for them. So there's so much to talk to them about.
Definitely. And then we have Emily Steele calling in later on as well.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and you know, she has a video mm-hmm. as well as some festival news as well.
Yeah, also selected for Blues Fest. It's really, really cool stuff. And, you know, we have a little bit of a CFRC connection to the Emily Steele video, but we will have to let you know when we talk to her about it. We're not spoiling anything right now.
Mm-hmm. It's all really exciting stuff, and you might catch Cindy and I in the Castle video as well. So CFR scenes everywhere if you look hard enough.
Yeah, how's your morning been, Madison?
It's been good. First week back after reading week. It's always a little rough, but feeling good, feeling energized, and we've got some good music coming up. We've got a new song from Clay Pigeons.
We love it. We love the development we've seen in just two songs from them. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then we've got a little bit more coming up, and then we'll talk to Luscious, but stay tuned.
She really loved me once. I think I loved her twice. All that we've been undone, I can still feel her pain. Straight. Don't
not the stuff they like to read. Summer nights in the Western, chin wagging with your best friend. It doesn't matter what we do, it's always fun when I'm with you. We're not going down, we're going downtown. When you're dead. Summer nights in the West End, breaking hearts, crushing beer cans. You know how all my stories go. I change the names, but you still know.
Shelter my valleys like ice pop, like ice pop.
Hello, folks. Good morning. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we've got our very first guest joining us on the show today, Brielle. Hello and good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hi, we're so glad that you've joined us, and what an exciting time for Luscious. I mean, congratulations on Blues Fest, I've got to say, first of all.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. We're honestly so humbled to be a part of this lineup and so grateful for this opportunity that we're getting.
And no doubt it must have been so hard to, like, you know, hold it in when you got the news. How long have you guys known?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of got the email a few weeks ago, and from there, we didn't really know, we just knew sort of the date of when we would be playing the festival. We didn't know who else was sort of on the lineup, and we kind of found out when everyone else did, when they announced it, and it was just so exciting. It's such a stacked lineup, for one thing. And yeah, we just feel so blessed and grateful to sort of be a part of the 2025 Blues Fest. The band is so excited, and yeah, it's just a complete honor. Like, we're sort of still in shock, and we've worked so hard to get to this point. It's been a bucket list festival for us since we were kids. Like, I just remember seeing the headliners and being like, wow, like, I want to be on that stage someday. And the headliners this year, we have like Shania Twain, Def Leppard, The Day We're On, and those are some of my heroes. So it's just such an honor, like, honestly.
Wow, yeah, that must be a great feeling. And Rue and I were just looking, like, The Day You're On July 16th, you got Def Leppard and, like, a lot of other artists, the Serendipitous,
Decemberists.
It's, like, really, really an awesome lineup, so that must be a great feeling. So if anyone isn't sure about going to Blues Fest, this is your reason to go. Like, July 16th, you can't miss it, Luscious. And, like, also you are among some other Kingston artists on the Blues Fest lineup as well, which must be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I love to see the Kingston, you know, musicians really getting their foot in the door in these huge festivals with stacked lineups. It's just, it's so amazing to see that, being from Kingston and growing up here and just seeing other names on the bill, you're like, hey, I know this band, you know, and seeing your own band. And it's amazing for us. It's amazing for Kingston. It really sheds the light on us, you know, and I love seeing that. So I'm really happy that there's other fellow bands that are also on the lineup that I recognize from our hometown, right?
Yeah, the Kingston scene is so special. So it's kind of like everyone else is getting a window into what we see every day. So that must be really, really cool. But tell us about, yeah, you know, obviously we've got the Slate music video program. The showcase is coming up this Saturday. How are you feeling for it?
I am so excited. This is also another honor to be a part of the Slate music video program and just be in the Kingston Film Fest with Bill Wilichka's movie as well. Honestly, it's just such an honor working with David Simon for our music video Mine. That's been so exciting to shed this light on our song. David is so talented, so creative, so easy to work with. So it was such a fun process. And then, of course, being in Bill Wilichka's movie the next day it premieres on a Sunday, that was such an honor, you know, because Bill is, like my dad says, a Kingston gem. he just has such a high level of achievement in the music scene. He always lifts up Kingston musicians, and it's honestly, it's the best. It's great to be in two sort of huge events, the Kingston Film Festival. This is our first year being in it, working with these amazing artists, the band. They're so excited as well, and to walk the red carpet with everyone. There's so much talent also in the music video program. Like, of course, we have so many big Kingston names in there, so...
I know, and like, it must feel like a really proper rock and roll thing to just be like, okay, we've got this full, you know, film production company, we're going to be making a rock and roll music video. What can people sort of expect from the video? Like, what's the vibe been looking like behind the scenes?
Yeah, 100%, right? You know, being in a rock band and being in any sort of musical group, like a music video, it's such an elevation to sort of the music. It just gives that visual. And with our song Mine, which is featured in the film fest, it's really about freedom to love. And it doesn't matter sort of, you know, your sexuality or like any boundaries to love. That's like a huge, like, I love this song so much. It's so dear to our hearts as a band. I always told my bandmates, like, this is my favorite song to play live. So just to have this sort of music video, you know, in the world of sort of Chapel Roans and all these awesome women coming out with these cool themes and these cool visuals, like, we just want to do that and incorporate some fun themes to it. So I'm very excited. David is once again so talented. I think you really gave that rock sort of vibe with our own twist, mm-hmm. Of ideas of how, you know, love can happen. And very exciting, though, especially being in a rock band. It's just so important to have a music video, and this is our first official music video for our song. So,
wow, that's
very
awesome.
Exciting.
That's so awesome, and it kind of like immortalizes it as well for you, like a nice thing to look back on. And, you know, for people who love you guys and your music, like, that must be a really cool feeling to like have that out in the world and see, you know, you've got this idea of how it sounds, but now you also have this interpretation of how it looks as well, which must be cool.
Yeah, 100%. It just completely elevates it. And, like, you know, when I, growing up to be a little girl, I've always wanted, like, a cool music video, because that's, like, that's sort of the era I grew up with, much music, you know, and you're just, like, you're going to school in the morning, and I just turn it on and see all these amazing Canadian artists that were just on the TV with these cool music videos. You always remember them. They're so tangible. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And I'm so happy that we sort of picked Mine, because that song is so close to my heart. And just, I love the message of it. I love musically, and just bringing it to life is, yeah, it totally elevates it and just expands connecting, because, you know, music is sort of, it's to heal the soul. It's to touch people. And I think that's what music videos can do. They can evoke this emotion in people in a different way that music can only go so far. It just, you know, it sort of opens the eyes to more viewers and to touch more people and heal more people, hopefully.
Totally. I mean, a lot of us will remember kind of being sort of maybe like 11 to 15 and like seeing a music video that you just imprint on. So it's a big, big moment. But of course, you guys have also been really busy. I mean, you put out a song literally last week called Hollywood Heart. What's going on in that song? I think it's a Valentine's Day release, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've been so busy. And that's the thing. Like, we have so much more music coming out, like, that's unreleased. And also music that in rehearsals, like, we're just writing and we're getting ready to go back in the studio. So we have so many new songs coming also in 2025. But yeah, Hollywood Heart, that's also a song that's very close to the band and I. I think it definitely musically is a different type of vibe than what we have put out in the past. But yeah, it's sort of, you know, romanticizing the idea of Hollywood, LA. I have some themes in there. I've always wanted to go to LA and California. That's just like in my heart so dear. So I feel like that's a huge musician theme as well, to just want to go to California, where dreams are made of. You have this dream since you're a little girl or a little boy or, you know, anybody. And that's sort of what I wrote it about. But I love the melody, and, you know, everything going on in California. I feel like it is sort of in relation to the fires as well, and hopefully a positive light. You know, we're Canadian, but I think California is a huge part of the music industry, and we just hope it can bring light to people. It's just so different to what we've released in the past, and I love the sound of it. You know, I put Debbie Harry, Bridget Bardot. I just had some sort of, like, mm-hmm. you know, little references of people who have inspired me as an artist and in my art form, and same with the band. Like, they've added all their pieces to make it just very luscious-esque.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of that one, too. Thank you.
Awesome. It's so different from what we've heard from you guys in the past that we almost want to play it first and then maybe give people a taste of mind that they're going to hear on Saturday if they show up to the music video premiere, which is going to be at the Kingston Grand Theatre, as it always is. And Brielle, you'll be walking down that red carpet. Do please come and talk to us when you go over there, because CFRC will be there with a little red carpet kind of area. So do come and talk to us then.
100%. I'm definitely going to talk to you guys. I'm so excited to see you guys there. And yeah, I love both Mine and Hollywood Heart. Like, but the red carpet's very exciting. Are you guys excited?
Yeah,
we're so really excited.
It's going to be a really fun night, and to see everyone dressed up. I think it's going to be a really fun experience seeing everyone in that different scenario. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for talking to us today, Brielle. We'll see you on Saturday. And right now, we're going to go out with a brand new luscious track, Hollywood Heart, on CFRC.
Thanks for calling us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too. folks, it's such a busy morning for us. Thanks so much to Brielle for calling in. We really liked talking to her, and we'll see her on the red carpet on Saturday, KCFF's Late Music Video Prize. But, you know, the show moves on because we have another guest joining us who's also going to be on the red carpet, also doing the Late Music Video Prize. Emily Steele from Emily Steele and The Deal is calling us at 9 o'clock. And we'll ask her also about, you know, all the cool stuff that's been going on for the band. But in other really cool news, I mean, KCFF just does not stop. It's happening this week, and we're doing a giveaway. So if you're listening, you can phone our station if you'd like to win two tickets to see the Broken Social Scene documentary that's going to be screening tonight and tomorrow as well, like in the afternoon. And it's called It's All Gonna Break. It's All Gonna Break, and you can phone our station line 613-523-2372 if you want tickets. So we'll talk to you then. Don't be phone shy. Here we go. We'll listen to a bit of music before that. What are we listening to, Madison?
We've got Mine by Luscious.
Perfect.
saw you standing at the station. Girl, you looked amazing. My mind was in the gutter, 'cause I wanted to. Yeah, it's hard to keep it PG when you're standing next to me. I'm staying round the corner if you wanna come over. 'Cause we all got a little sweet like honey. We all got a little shine so sunny. Anyway, we love so lovely. I can't help but feel so lucky that I get to talk about girls, talk about girls, talk about. I only wanna talk about girls, all about. All about all our different energies, masculine, feminine, I love that I'm always ready to talk about tracksuit or a dress so formal. 'Cause nothing on you ever looks normal. I'm memorizing all of your features, body and face, I'm speechless. Girl, I can't ignore you, swear by your aura. Oh, you're such an elegant creature. 'Cause we all got a little sweet like honey. We all got a little shine so sunny. Anyway, we love so lovely. I can't help but feel so lucky that I get to talk about girls, talk about girls, talk about.